I want to sort of switch over to the other type of targeted therapy in breast cancer, which is trastuzumab targeting the HER2 receptor. These clinical situations we've been talking about to now, we've talked about the patient being HER2 negative. How would you approach this same kind of a situation? Let's say, again, a tumor that's node negative in the 1.5 to 2 centimeter range, but in a patient who has a HER2 positive tumor.
In a patient whose tumor is more than 1 centimeter in size, I think we have data that says that trastuzumab adds to chemotherapy. So this comes from the HERA trial, where the magnitude of benefit of trastuzumab following chemotherapy seemed to be as great in node-negative as in node-positive patients. In the BCIRG trial, there were node-negative patients as well. There were relatively few in the intergroup trial, but I think there's no reason to think that the benefit of trastuzumab would depend upon a nodal positivity. So I will tend to use it in patients whose tumors are greater than a centimeter in size. If I decide to use trastuzumab, I'll generally also give chemotherapy, and I tend to give the same chemotherapy that was given in the studies that showed a benefit. Because I'm used to the intergroup trial, I will usually use AC followed by weekly paclitaxel.
And sort of when does the trastuzumab start and end?
I start the trastuzumab concurrent with the paclitaxel, and I continue it for a total of a year.
Which, of course, is what the trials did. What do you say to the patient in terms of what to expect in terms of reducing the risk of recurrence and death because of using trastuzumab?
Well, I tell them it reduces the risk of recurrence by about half and death by a third.
So that's above and beyond whatever benefit they might get from chemotherapy, hormonal therapy.
Right. So that it ends up being a substantial benefit in patients who are at high risk.